In this module, we're talking about breathing. And some of you may be thinking, what do you mean breathing? I know how to breathe. Do you really? I thought I knew how to breathe until I learned a few things. I should see if I have that book here. I don't see it here right now, but I read a very interesting book. It's called The Oxygen Advantage by Patrick McEwen. And it changed my whole mindset around breathing. It changed the way I breathe completely and for great benefit. It's made me a better runner. It's increased my stamina. It's allowed me to recover faster. It allows me to get better sleep. I feel better. So I want you to think about breathing and ask yourself, am I breathing correctly? And try to take some of these ideas, experiment with them, and see if it makes a change for you like it did for me. This guy works with the Manchester United, and he originally was working with, obviously he started with smaller clubs probably, but he was working with the Irish rugby team, the national rugby team, and now he's going into professional football teams, and he teaches them about breathing, how to breathe properly. Okay, we think we know how to breathe, but for some reason, over time, we fade away from what we're supposed to do naturally. I don't know exactly why, but I'm going to give you some ideas, and I want you to experiment with them and see if it works for you. It's worked for me. I use it, and I will continue to use it. I love it, and I think it's very important that we take the time to talk about it. So if you want to improve your stamina, you want to be able to run longer, you want to recover faster, you want to feel better, breathing, focusing on breathing, improving your breathing is very important. And recovery during games, especially. So let's move forward. Three things to think about, and then a few ideas on how to apply these things. So number one, the way you should be breathing is nasal breathing, breathing through your nose. So mouth closed. In and out through your nose. And if you're not used to doing that, because most people don't, most people, if you, now that I say this, you're going to look around, most people breathe through their mouth. Okay, you want to breathe through your nose because it's more efficient. You process the oxygen more efficiently. It goes through a filter, so your nose acts as a filter. So if there's pollution in the air, there's toxins in the air, your nose actually acts as a filter to weed out that stuff and put cleaner oxygen into your body. It also absorbs more efficiently, so you're going to get more oxygen from the air that you're breathing as opposed to breathing through your mouth. Now, if you've been breathing through your mouth for the last 15, 20 years, it's going to feel weird, especially when you're trying to play and you're trying to breathe through your nose. It's going to feel weird. You're going to say, oh, this doesn't work. But I challenge you to stick with it and see what happens over time. So you want to be breathing through your nose. The only time you should have your mouth open is when you are talking and when you're eating food. Otherwise, your mouth should be closed and you should be breathing through your nose. So we're going to use some tactics here throughout the training program. And if you've looked at the training sessions already, you may have seen in the warm-ups, I was putting breath holds. And you're saying, breath holds? Why are we doing that? Okay, these breath holds are going to increase your stamina. They're going to improve your breathing efficiency. And the way that you do these breath holds is, so I explain it in some of the videos, but I'll explain it in good detail right now. You're going to count the number of paces you can hold your breath for, and over time, you're trying to increase that number. So the first time you do it, I remember the first time I did it, I only got like 25 or something like that. And then the most I ever got was about 73. I haven't been doing it as consistently as I would like, but since I started creating this program and doing all the training sessions in really strict detail by myself, I started doing it again, and I'm already back up to about 60, 65. So paces. So what you do is you just get yourself ready. Let's say you're going out for your walk. You exhale. So take a few breaths through your nose. Exhale through your nose, and then cover your nose, and then walk and count your steps. So I would be like this. and then I would go for as long as I possibly could while holding my breath. I shouldn't say possibly can, because you don't want to like pass out and collapse, but you want to go until you feel a strain that you can't handle in your chest, okay? If there's a little bit of strain, that's fine. That's where you want to get, and you want to start to fight that urge to give up. That's your lungs. It's challenging your lungs. So this is basically stamina training for your lungs without running. That's the beautiful part of it. You can improve your stamina by doing these simple exercises while you're walking to school, while you're walking to the bus, or you're walking, you're doing your warm-up before games or gym sessions or in the morning workout. Okay, so doing these breath holds is going to improve your stamina without putting in physical effort. It's crazy. It works. I really challenge you to do it. So you're going to try to progress that number over time. So like I said, the first time you do it, maybe you get 30 steps. So what I would do is I would aim, maybe the first time you do it, let's say you get 30. So for that day, try to just like get around 30. If you can go like 31, 32, keep staying around that number. Then the next day, can you go to 35? The next day, or maybe the next couple days, can you get up to 40? Then can you get to 45, 50, 55, 60, all the way up to 80? I think 80 is what he says in the book, is 80 is like really exceptional, and it's gonna put you to a really high level of stamina. So if you can get up to 80 paces holding your breath, that's great. So the way you would do it is you do that. I do the first one as a warm up. So maybe I'm capable of going to 50, but the first one that I do, I would only do about 30 just to kind of warm my lungs up. And then I would try to go after my number for the day. Now, as soon as you are done the breath hold, don't revert back to mouth breathing, which is the temptation. You'll be like, you don't want to do that. What you want to do is you release, and then you'll be breathing a little heavier. But over, instead of just losing control and panting, which is what most people do, which is what most players do when they're playing soccer, they go for a run, they go for a little sprint, and then they have to track back, and they get in position, the ball's out of play, and they're like, okay, you can't allow yourself to do that if you want to recover faster during games so you can go again. What you want to do is be aware of your breath, and you want to control it with that nasal breathing. So when you're practicing these breath holds, as soon as you finish, try to continue nasal breathing and calm your breath as quickly as you possibly can. He says in the book, if you finish your breath hold and then you cannot retain a calm breath after about 3 or 4 nasal breaths, then you probably went too long. So you might want to dial it back on the paces a little bit. But try to recover, and then give yourself maybe like a minute and then go again. And in the workouts that I'm giving you, I'm telling you to do this before your morning session, before your games, before your gym workout. And I was doing some breath holds underwater in the pool for recovery. I was just doing about 5 reps. Okay, obviously you could go longer, but my training sessions are about efficiency, trying to get the most out of the least amount of effort. So I want you to do 5 before each session as your warm-up. Warming up your lungs, challenging, improving your stamina without running. So those are the breath holds. The other thing I want you to think about is breathing light. So most people would tell you, or you've heard in the past, and I did this for the longest time, when you're like panic, you're freaking out, what do they say? They say, take a deep breath. And you do want to take a deep breath, but we've misinterpreted what a deep breath really means. Okay, so when you take a deep breath, or you're going, what you're actually doing is not efficient. The best way to breathe, he says in the book, and it's true if you think about like yoga or people who are in extremely good shape, when they're breathing, you barely even notice they're breathing. So their breathing is very light. It's not very deep, it's very light. That's efficient breathing. That's how you know you're healthy. That's how you know that you can breathe. That's how you know that you're in good shape, okay? So it's not deep breathing. When it's time to compose yourself, or when you're in the game and you're trying to recover, you don't do deep breaths, because what happens if you do deep breaths? You're actually going to hyperventilate. What you want to do is light breaths. So try to calm your breath. So even right now, I'm overemphasizing. I need to calm down a little bit. Like, realistically, you shouldn't even know that I'm breathing. That's the level that you want to get to. That's light breathing. That's the most efficient breathing. So you want to, what you're training your body to do is to get the most benefit out of the least amount of oxygen. So when you do have lots of oxygen in your body, you're really processing and you're making the most of it. So you want to get in the habit of trying to breathe light. So especially when you're out of breath, instead of breathing really deep, try to breathe light. When you're panicked, when you need to be composed during the game, instead of, you want to calm your breath, calm yourself, calm your body, calm your everything with your breathing. Okay, so it's breathing light. Nasal breathing and breathing light through your nose. And we're practicing these breath holds to increase the efficiency of this, to increase your stamina through breath work. Okay, so it seems crazy. It works. It really works. So I'm challenging you while you're going through your life and you're playing soccer, like, can you focus on this? In the beginning, it's going to feel weird. In the beginning, it's going to feel like, oh, I need to breathe through my mouth to be more efficient. That's just what your body's used to. Over time, you'll be able to increase the efficiency of this and it will become more and more natural. And I wanted to say, so growing up, I always was congested. And maybe that's because I was just constantly breathing through my mouth. The more you practice this, the more you're going to break up any congestion that you have in your nasal cavity, and it's going to become smoother and smoother. So right now, like, my nasal passage is so clean. I equate it to this, but I also equate it to my diet. So when I grew up, I used to consume a lot of dairy, drink milk, eat yogurt, eat lots of cheese. And when I cut that out of my diet, I really noticed, wow, my breathing is a lot better. I don't have as much mucus production. So that's why I'm big on trying to cut dairy out of your diet. I know that's a tough one for people. They love their cheese. But if you're going to eat animal products, I would rather you cut the dairy than cut the meat out of your diet, cut the fish out of your diet. I would rather you cut dairy and at least try it for like a month, try it for a couple weeks, see how you feel. I really think it's going to improve this, and it will improve your stamina, the way you feel, the congestion, the amount of mucus you produce. Okay, so think about that. That will improve your breathing as well. Okay, so how do you actually do nasal breathing? So nasal breathing, mouth closed, jaw set. So what that means is you're basically putting your teeth on top of each other. If your teeth are straight, they should line up perfectly. So my mouth is closed and my teeth are set. So close your mouth, set your teeth, set your jawline, make it strong. Like, not like intense, like really biting down, but just set it. And then light breathing through your nose. That's how you should perform nasal breathing. Now, the crazy thing is, and he talks about this in the book, and then I actually noticed it in my facial structure, it'll change your facial structure. It'll make your jawline more defined. Okay? So he shows pictures of it, and now I like see it, and I noticed it in myself when I look at pictures of myself when I was younger, even a couple years ago. If you look at most people, they're like this. So now that you're aware of this nasal breathing, just look at most people, most players, but people in general life, they all like walk around like this, the majority of them. Like, that's overemphasized, but you'll see everyone has their mouth out, their jaw is hanging, and like it kind of makes your face look like fatter. So doing this over time will actually restructure your face, make your jawline more defined, make you look more attractive. It's crazy, but it's actually true, and I've seen that transformation in my face from just constantly nasal breathing all day long. Okay, so you want to, we'll get into that, but you want to basically do nasal breathing all day, so throughout your daily life, just living life. Try to, as I said, unless you're talking or you're eating, you should have mouth closed, jaw set, light breathing through your nose. You want to try to do it while you're playing, while you're training. So while you're playing, it's not always possible because you're in the heat of the moment, you go for a slide tackle, you're getting up, you're jumping, you're changing direction. Your mouth's going to pop open from time to time. But anytime you have a chance to reset, you're just running, you're jogging, you're aware of it, close your mouth, focus on nasal breathing. It's going to help you be more efficient, process oxygen more efficiently so you don't get tired as quickly. And once you figure this out, like, practice or just experiment with running with your mouth open for like a lap compared to running with your mouth closed, nasal breathing, nice calm breathing, controlling your breath. So when you're running, you're doing that morning run, you're doing that those few minutes, focus on the nasal breathing. If you're doing running in your warm-up, focus on the nasal breathing, and then you can transition it to when you're actually playing. And then the other time you want to think about nasal breathing is when you're sleeping. It's going to improve the quality of your sleep. You're going to have better sleep. You're going to recover faster. You're going to rejuvenate better. So there's you can get special mouth tape. Like right now, I'm pretty sure that I do sleep with my mouth closed simply because I've trained myself. In the beginning, he recommends putting mouth tape. So there's specific tapes that you can get that are non-chemical, because if I just get a piece of scotch tape or like a random piece of tape from like your arts and crafts, there's probably chemicals and glues on there, and I wouldn't want to kind of be breathing that in all night. I've done it a few times just to experiment, but I didn't like that. So at some point I'm going to invest and I'm going to go out and buy some nasal breathing mouth tape. It's called mouth tape, like sleep mouth tape. If you did a Google search for that, you'd probably find it. But you want to think about nasal breathing while you're sleeping as well. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. So from now on, nasal breathing, mouth closed, jaw set, light breathing through your nose. Entire day, while you're playing, while you're warming up, and while you're sleeping. Try to do those things. You're going to catch yourself. So now that you're aware of this, you're going to catch yourself all the time being like, oh man. Or breathing through your mouth. Especially when you're playing, catch yourself, be aware of it, change it right away. Over time, it's going to become more and more natural until you always do that. I still catch myself sometimes, and right away, just close my mouth, set my jaw, light breathing through my nose. And then I want you to really think about controlling your breath. So like nasal breathing, yes, but really controlling your breath while you play. So as I said in the beginning, a lot of us will be playing and we're out of breath, we went for a sprint, and now we have a chance to recover, but our breathing is out of control. We're not thinking about calming our breath, breathing light, trying to recover as quickly as possible. We're just, okay, so whenever that happens, you want to, you're trying to bring your breathing back down to a calm state as quickly as possible. That's going to improve your recovery. That's going to allow you to recover faster so you can go again and you can keep going for longer periods of time. Okay, so I know this seems like a weird concept, breathing. Like, obviously, shouldn't I know how to breathe naturally? You would think. You would really think. I thought until I read this book, The Oxygen Advantage, Patrick McEwen. I'll take a picture of it and include this in here, but I definitely recommend that you check that book out. It's really changed the way I'm breathing, and it's improved my athletic performance. It's improved my stamina specifically. So I think this is really important. You're going to be practicing these throughout the training program. Think about these concepts, nasal breathing, mouth closed, unless you're eating or talking, jaw set, so your teeth on top of each other, jaw set. It's going to improve your jawline. You're going to be looking better. Light nasal breathing. So light breathing. It's not deep breathing. This is going to make me exhausted. It's going to burn me out. I want light breathing. I want to absorb as little oxygen as possible. And he talks about the concept of that. Like, people think that you need more oxygen. What you actually need is more carbon dioxide. Off the top of my head, I can't explain it in as good of detail as he would. But really, you want to use as little oxygen as possible in the most efficient way. So it's not deep breathing, it's light breathing. You want to get to the point where you can't even tell that you're breathing. No one can tell that you're breathing. That's when you know you're in good shape and you've gotten this up to a high level. I think he said 80 paces was your goal. If you can get to 80 paces, I promise you, you'll be feeling great. So think about these concepts, control your breathing. Think about your breathing when you're training by yourself, when you're in your team practices, when you're playing games, especially when there's opportunities to recover. Obviously, when you're in the heat of the moment, you're focusing on playing. You're focusing on executing skills and making decisions. But now that you're aware of it, try to control your breathing when you're playing. So think about this concept. I know it sounds a little weird, but I promise if you give it attention, it's going to help you in the long run.